Coming back, don't you wait. the meeting. I'm gonna walk around heaven all day long. I'll be looking for Jesus.
How many people we got here can say you're a child of God? Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Y'all ain't clapping, clapping your hands. Clap, clap your hands. Whoa.
Wave your hand real high. Let the world know. anointing is a powerful thing. The glory of God rests upon us sometimes. Take us out of our character. Our personalities change. Everything changes about us when the anointing comes upon us. Listen. When I step under
the anointing,
I change. Yes, I do.
I
change. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When I step under the anointing, I change. Oh, yes, I change. Let me sing with me. Sometimes you may see me, and it may look like I just finished crying. And then again, you may see me, and it looks like I just have a lot of trouble on my mind. When I step under the anointing of the Lord, all the things that's troubling me go, 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 go away, because pain that is. Come on, clap your hands tonight. Listen.
When my work is done and my race has been won, heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
When I've done my best and withstood the ultimate test, heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Jesus went away to prepare a place for me, and when he comes again, that's where I'll spend eternity. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting.
Heaven.
Listen here. The time is growing now, but I must say this world goodbye. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Listen. The Lord is coming back. It's gonna be soon and past the plan. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Listen where we're going, y'all. Listen. Where the streets are made of gold, the gates are made of pearl, there'll be nothing but joy for me when I leave this old world.
Heaven,
heaven is waiting, y'all. I said heaven is waiting for me, yeah. I can't wait to get there, no. Listen here. I'll be free from pain and misery, free from hurt and strife.
Yeah. did so.
Stayed
on that cross.
Stayed on the cross.
Yeah.
For me.
Who did it do it for? Who did it do it for?
For me.
I know he did.
For me.
Hung that six to the ninth hour. Did it all
for me.
They placed a crown, made of thorns, upon my Savior's head. Then they marched him through. Streets of Jerusalem, oh my Lord. Yet when they came,
yet when he came
to that hill,
what was it
called? To save and
save.
Stand on the cross.
Stand on the cross.
Yeah,
for
me. He'll know it did. How many of you believe this? It wasn't the nails that kept Jesus there, but it was his love for you and I. He endured all of this, whipped him all night long. Oh yes he did. I'm glad and die that we might have a way to the tree of life. Can I get a witness in here? Anybody know that he did it for you? Yeah. Can I get some follow to give away your hand? Is it for me? For me? For me? For me? Oh, yeah. He did it.
Y'all come on and put your hands together like this. Y'all be easy with them guitars over there. This is a little song that Sister Mary wrote for me a little while ago, and it goes something like this.
Work it out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You work
right, all right, that's enough. That's enough. Alton, Alton, boy, you gonna make me get happy in here. Y'all excuse me for a minute. I'm gonna get my shout on right here. But wait a minute, I know I'm not the only one that's got a reason to praise him. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Let's praise him. I see you. Well, y'all ain't got to go home, so I'll see y'all later.
Well, you ought to live so God can use you. God can use you. So God can use you anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anytime.
Anytime.
You ought to live so
God can use you.
My God can use you.
So God can use you.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anytime.
Anywhere.
Say it again.
Can live so God can
you
every day. I just want to leave this with you. how many know God will answer prayer? How many ain't got no doubt in your mind that God will answer prayer? Sickness came in our family. Sickness came. Come here, Dad. Mama got so sick. Mama got so sick until we didn't know what to do. But how many of y'all believe that prayer will change things? Oh, prayer change things. We got down on our knees and talked to God. Let me tell you, young folks, something. Don't you never forget this. Ain't nobody gonna love you like mom and dad. You gonna miss mom and mom and dad. I'm here today to tell you that mama ain't sick no more. God answer prayer. And those of you that's standing here tonight, those of you that's been in this recording session and ain't never said nothing all day long, I'm gonna ask you this question with the spirit. I'm not asking you because I'm on TV. I'm asking you this because I want to know, do you know, like I know. When I ask this question, I just want you to tell me the truth. And I want you to shout when you say it if you feel it. Can anybody say that I feel it right away?
5 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more music coming your way right here, live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and what a time we've had thus far, huh? Feel free to give us a call right here at 347-215-8049, or you can call us on our 24-hour hotline at 919-443-5994. Again, our 24-hour hotline is 919-443-5994. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios. Our website, www.nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, on Facebook Live, it's NFI Radio Gospel Network.
There was a mother. She had a son. That had two sons. One of the boys was interested in himself. This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm gonna grow up. I'm going to college. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna take care of your mama like you've been taking care of me." Oh! That other brother, he was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. Mama had to always go to court and get that boy out of trouble. But I'm told tonight, those boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good son left home. That old mama whacked her fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She got on her knees and swept floors. She took in the washing and ironing. I want my boy to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, Mama. Yes, she is. They told that mama, we want you to come and live with us and help us to raise our children. The years went on by. I wish I had a prayer. And the children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her husband. She said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. I don't want it to rub off on the little children. I think you ought to put in an old folk home." Somebody say, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Let me tell you what he did. The doctor went to his poor mother. He said, "Mama." So me and the wife been talking. And she seems to feel now, Mama, that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else for you to do. You're using bad English. We don't want it to rub off on our children. I'm going to take you to an old folk home. Yes, I am. Somebody say, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I got to take you to an old folk home. Well, then Mama turned around and went on back to her room. Tears running down her face. She began to pack up all of her clothes. While packing up all her clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear, "That see the old lady? Look at all you've done for that boy. And now he gets ready to throw you outdoors." The mother just gave a cry. Early the next morning, the son came and knocked on the door. He said, "Mama, get your stuff together. The limousine is waiting outside." Then Mama reached back and got a hat and coat. She walked out of that house. She got in that long, sorrow. Mama just kept on crying. Every now and then the doctor looked back at Mama. He said, Mama, in your room out there. I wish y'all help me out here. You don't have a color television. You have nurses around the clock. You're going to have everything that you want. That mother just kept on crying. Yeah. Mama, I'm sorry I got to do this. Hallelujah. I got to put you in an old folk home. The mother turned and said, with tears running down her face, she said, son, I could understand if I was sick and couldn't help myself. But there's nothing wrong with me. The doctor said, I know, but I got to put you in an old folk home. You understand me and my wife. About the time they got almost to the old folk home, that mama looked down the road. She saw an old ragged car coming. By the time the car got closer, that mama said, wait a minute, son. I believe I saw my boy going there. They stopped those cops. They got out, greeted one another with a kiss. Little no good sons and mama, how you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you. I don't do what I used to do. I stopped by church one night, and I got the Holy Ghost. Turned around and saw his brother. He said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I gotta know where you're going with mama. And the doctor said, now wait a minute. Said, now after all, you've been gone, and I'm the one that's been here taking care of mama. Said, in case if mama didn't tell you, I'm a doctor now. I am somebody. And just in case if you want to know something else, we're tired of mama praying, moaning and groaning in a bedroom. Every time our friends come to the house, we're on our way to the old folk home. Yeah. Little no good son said, did you say you're taking mama to the old folk? He said, yes. He said, wait a minute. Mama, I don't live in a fine home. Listen, mama, I got one good room. You can have my bed. But come on and go home with me, mama. Yeah. Mama, I don't eat steak. I eat beans and greens, potatoes and tomatoes. Yes, I do. But if that's all right to you, you don't have to go to the old folk home. Come on and go home with me, mama. Mama, I'm not riding in a long limousine. My car's not much good, but I got a good seat over there right by me. Come on and go home with me. That mama got a bag, got all of the things, got in that old ragged car. They rode down the road, and with tears in the boy's eye, that old no good son, I heard him say, God gave you your mama, don't drive away. Come on, help me sing it. Yeah.
It's the anointed one.
We the Christian angels want to encourage you to just bring it to the altar. Who woke me up this morning and started me on my way? And who was the one that gave me a place to stay, yeah? And who was the one who protected me from my own sin? But I held a voice in my ear, said, daughter, I've got a calling on your life, yeah, yeah. Who was the one? you all the praise, give you the glory. Lord, I can't do nothing without you. Can't live without you. I can't move without you, Jesus.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not going to turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're going to sing a song in a few minutes that said, I don't feel no way's tired. But every time somebody asks me, and say, what you going to do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
Believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I'm on a run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I'm going to run on, y'all.
See what the end is going to be.
I got to run on.
was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I don't know. want you to remember this line.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon and God bless you and welcome to 30 Minutes Power Prayer. Join us as we touch and agree on one accord, believing God that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. Feel free to call in at any time during the 30 Minutes Power Prayer at 347-215-8049. That number again, you can call in for your prayer request right now at 347-215-8049. We have ministers standing by to pray with you and pastors, touching and agreeing and believing by faith that you will get your breakthrough. Call now. God's word lets us know that if we believe by faith, all things are possible. Join us right now as we bind, decree, and declare by Jesus Christ, you are healed. Now, let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on in. Just trying to get the airways open here so we can begin to pray. And as we begin to touch and agree and be on one accord in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to come on in and just forget about some things you were doing and just stop for a few moments and just look around you and see how blessed you are. Just look around where you are right now. Just look around and see how blessed you are. You're blessed. God has blessed you. He blessed you to get through another year, just about. We are at the month of December, and we went through some challenges beginning of the year, and we were shut in, and all of the things that we were hearing and the challenges that we dealt with, we're still here. We're blessed, brothers and sisters. We're blessed. So today, if you haven't had time to tell God thank you, tell him thank you right now. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it comes to prayer, you can't rush prayer if you're looking for a breakthrough. You know, when you call someone up on the phone and the phone rings and it goes through this stage and then it finally someone picks up. And do you know the way they answer is the way this you feel that will make you feel better? If someone answered the phone with a different tone and not a joyful tone, it makes you feel down. It makes you not want to call back. But when someone answers and has that joy in the heart and that joy that you receive on the other end lets you know that they are happy. And it sounds like they are blessed. So today, tell God thank you because you are blessed. Blessed. There are many people today that you knew not here anymore. And because of God's grace and his mercy, we're still here. Let us prepare to go into prayer. And I don't know who's listening today, but I want to tell you that God can. He can. Whatever you're facing or you're dealing with, God can. He can do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Most holy, righteous, everlasting, eternal Father, we come before your presence this day in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission. We ask you right now, God, to hear thy prayer in the homes, the jobs, the schools, the government, those that are out in their automobile, wherever they are, Lord, let their ears be open that they may hear what the Spirit has to say. Hallelujah. 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 Send forth your presence of your power to fall in the midst of that person right now that's in that hospital, that's on their bed of lying of affliction, and their limbs are not functioning the right way, and they're taking medicine after medicine, and they've been seeking you and praying and believing for a miracle. Wherever they are right now, God, I pray that you will send forth the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Let it touch their bodies right now. Touch their organs right now that's not functioning the proper way. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the spirit. I speak to the organs right now that you must begin to function right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is flowing through your veins. And glory to God. I thank you, Lord, right now for touching their body from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Let them feel your presence. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Let it rain upon them that they shall know that you are the Elohim, the great I am, the God of the Bible, the God of the universe. Lord, when you come in, the enemy has to go. So we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you now, Satan. We bind every trickery plan that you had set up. Everything that you had planned today, we rebuke it now and send it back to the pits from where it came from. Speak life to those people that are listening today, that they are the head and not the tail. They are greater than who they say they are, because you created them for a purpose. And because of your purpose, Lord, we believe by faith today, God, that they are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So have your way in their presence. Touch their hands. Touch their eyes. Touch their ears, that they may hear what the Spirit has to say. Let the presence of your power come in the midst of them, that there will bring peace in the home, peace on their job, peace in their marriage relationship, peace in their family relationship. Guide them, teach them, show them, give them that wisdom and knowledge to come together in unity. Let, in the name of Jesus, the unity begin to spread abroad, even from the grandchildren to the great-grandchildren and from the great-great-grandchildren. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. And everything that the enemy had tried to set up in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we tear down every stronghold, every generational curse that the enemy had prepared and thought that it would continually linger. But now we break the chain right now
in the name of Jesus. We break down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. We break down every malice in the name of Jesus, of pride and bitterness and envy and strife in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you now, spirits, that you must go now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon that person right now. They need a word from you that will increase their faith. Give them that ear to hear in the name of Jesus what the Spirit has to say, that they may receive it right now from on high. And those right now that are constantly moving and constantly being on a moving stage, of going here, doing this and doing that, and not taking time to be patient and just wait to hear what the Spirit has to say. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Give them that spirit of patience in the name of Jesus. Let them receive it right now, that they should submit themselves before the Almighty God. And as they submit themselves, oh God, that your hand will touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their head. Touch their body. Stir up the gifts right now. For there is somebody right now. God, you have given them the gifts to operate in for your glory. And somehow, somewhere, they have walked into a spirit of fear that had literally tried to make them not go forward with the gift you have given them. We rebuke that spirit right now. I speak to the spirit of that woman. I speak to the spirit of that man. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are more than a conqueror. Look to the hill from which cometh your help. Your help come from the Lord. Speak those things and be not as though they are. In the name of Jesus, I speak faith into your heart right now. I speak faith right now in the name of Jesus that you shall go forth in the name of Jesus, that you shall continually move according to the spirit that dwells on the inside of you, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. The spirit of the living God is in you, and he has given you that spirit, has given you those gifts to operate for the glory of him. In the name of Jesus, stir up those gifts right now. Begin to operate. I speak to the Spirit. I speak to the Spirit. Come up. Come up, Spirit. Begin to go forward for the glory of God, not looking to those around you, not thinking what they think, not hearing negative thoughts, but moving according to the word of God by faith, staying focused in the presence of the Almighty God. Lord, you are so good. You are so good to us, Lord. You are so good to us, God. You protected us from the virus. You protected us from seen and unseen danger. You protected us on the highway. You protected us in our home. Oh, glory to God, you protected us on our job. You protect us when we're out because of your grace and your mercy. We say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for covering our grandchildren. Thank you for covering our sons and our daughters. Thank you, God, for covering our mothers. Thank you, God, for covering our fathers. Thank you for covering our friends. For we know there's no other but you, Father. You are the Elohim, the El Shaddai, the Ecclesia. You are the chosen one. Because you chose your son, Jesus Christ, you've given us a right to eternal life. Let that light shine on us. Let that light shine on us that we may walk in the presence of you with power. We may speak with our voice with authority. We may move forward proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let the Spirit of the Lord arise and the enemy be scattered. We rebuke you now, spirit of witchcraft. We rebuke rebuke north, south, east, and west. Wherever you are trying to hide, you have no place to hide because God sees you. And we proclaim right now in the name of Jesus that you shall loose that man and woman that you have been holding down in bondage for a long time. No longer shall you hold them in bondage. We rebuke that spirit of witchcraft to come off of them right now. And we send you back to the dry places in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, so rabashe de la bo shandala boshe. Ika no romo yande la bo sita. Mo rabaye de la bo sha. In the name of Jesus. Father, hear that prayer today. There are hearts right now that are heavy because they lost a loved one. There are hearts today that are heavy because they are seeking for guidance. They're seeking for direction. And Lord, they went to the doctor. They went to the counselor. But God, we know that you're the doctor. You're the counselor. You are the Almighty God. And when we come before you in prayer and kneeling down in the name of Jesus, you said ask anything in your name, you would be in the presence. Let your presence fall in the midst of them that are listening today, that one that is needing guidance, that one that needs a word right now, that will literally cause them to begin to praise you and cause them to feel the joy. Bring back the joy. Bring back the joy. Bring back the joy like dewdrop in the morning. Bring back the joy like a spring that springs forth. Bring back the joy that they will begin to rejoice and say, nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. I hear the sound of the voice saying, come up from among them and be separated. For I will bless you going in. I will bless you coming out. I will bless you in every way. Because you are the light of the world. And because you are the light of the world, Father, I must bless my people. I must bless those right now that seek your face in the name of Jesus. I must bless your people, those that turn their plate down. I must bless your people, those that are interceding for those that are weak. I must bless your people because they hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. For God is with you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house is many mansions. And many of you today are seeking for the physical, natural things that's on this earth. But God has a mansion for you that's greater than any man or woman has ever seen. So while you're wrestling and wasting time battling over these material things, God is preparing greater things in your life. There is a spiritual realm that God has entered into for you to come. And the doors are open. If my people who are called by my name seek my face, humble themselves and pray and turn, my God, he will begin to heal the land. He will break down the virus. We need to come together in unity, brothers and sisters. We need to seek God's face, not focusing on those things around us, but focusing on those things in the spirit realm that God has manifested for us. Because great is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The Almighty Elohim, the great I Am, the Ecclesia, the Son of the Living God. Wants you to reverence him right now, right where you are. Kneel before the Almighty God. Tell him, thank you, because it was he that gave you life. It was he that breathed unto you life today. Because of him. Because of him. His son Jesus. You have that right. So do not fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear. He's given you love, power, and a sound mind. And the power that God has invested in you. The power that God has put in you. Don't let it sit there and dry up. But begin to stir it up. And the more you stir it up, the more power you receive. The greater you can lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. So move forward for the glory of God, not looking in the natural, but stepping and walking in the spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for this Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021. Thank you. Thank you, God. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Coming up next, Elder Kirby Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to join us right here. We'll be back here tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network for 30 minutes, Power of Prayer. You can always call in. We have ministers and pastors standing by to pray with you privately if you desire. The number to call, 347-215-8049. It is always, always an honor to kneel before the Lord. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. If I can't say a word, I'll wave my hand. If I can't say a word, I'll pat my feet. If I can't say a word, I'll just feel the presence all over me, kneeling, seeking the face of God, knowing that he has the last say-so. Up next, Elder Kirby Harris. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to 30 Minutes Power Prayer.
Go away to prepare a place for you. There where I am, you shall be. This is Elder Callahan, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited. And Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord. Because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And now let's join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Before we get started in the scripture, let me send out the program today to my first lady, Lady Clara Newton. Hallelujah, in the passing of our pastor and her husband. And let us pray for her that she'll get strength to go on. Because unless you have lost a spouse, you don't know what it feel like. You know, a lot of times we'll say, well, you know, I know what it feel like. I lost my mama, or I lost my daddy, or sister, or brother. And that's a hurting thing, to lose those. But you don't know what hurt is until you've lost a spouse. And especially if it was something that you didn't expect right then. Oh, we know that everybody is going to leave here unless Jesus comes back first. But when you lose the other members of your family, if you've got a spouse, you have them to lean on. But when you lose that spouse, that space is empty, and you can't stand the same way you would when you lose other members of your family, because your spouse is who holds you up. Hallelujah. So let's pray for all of those that have lost a spouse, and especially my first lady, Lady Clara Newton, and also pray for the Watson family, Watson and Bunch family, in the passing of Ms. Geraldine Bunch Watson. That was finalized on this week. Okay, now let's go to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. We pretty much know this psalm, but I wonder how many people have actually taken the time to understand what this psalm really means. We read the Bible and we studied the word, but sometimes there are things in there that will jump out, and it seems like it jump out and slap you. And we want to just go down and eat steak out of the word today. Psalm 23, and this is what it says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come today first to give you thanks, to give you all the praise and the glory. Lord, even as I open my mouth, Lord, you open the ear of the hearer. Open our hearts that we can take in or receive all of the word that you have for us today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, and by the way, while we were sending out the program, we need to send it out to our Robert Hood, the son, not the father. Bishop Ronnie Hood, Robert Hood, who is coming and for the next month to break the bread of life to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, let's look at this. The Lord is my shepherd. You know how sheep are the dumbest animal besides turkeys. Now, turkeys are some dumb things. But turkeys will stand out in the rain and hold its head up and when it's raining really hard and get drowned. And you know that's how dumb sheep are. And you know, we're like sheep. We don't know how to go in. We don't know how to come out. We need somebody to lead us. And that's where the shepherd comes in. And when we lose our shepherd, and we did lose our shepherd this week at St. Paul No. 2 Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ, we did. Well, we say we lost him, but we know where he is. He's in the arm of Christ. Hallelujah. We know what kind of life he lived. Hallelujah, when we know what kind of life a person lives, when you can live close enough to a person to see, hallelujah, how they live and what they taught, then you know that you have a shepherd that's going to lead you to Jesus. Hallelujah, that's what we need. We need a shepherd, hallelujah, to lead us to Jesus. And it says, I shall not want. When you got the shepherd there, you don't have to worry about I want this and I want that, because the shepherd is going to provide for you all of the things that you need. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Hallelujah. When you lie down in green pastures, all you're going to find is comfort. You don't have to worry about the sheep, wolves coming in and taking everything away from you, because you got a shepherd that's going to watch over you. And he said, he leadeth me beside still waters. You know, when you walking in still waters, you don't have to get worried about getting swept away. You got a shepherd to look over you. Hallelujah. I know I keep saying you got a shepherd. Hallelujah, that's why God put shepherds over the churches. Hallelujah, to look over the sheep. Hallelujah, to lead us and guide us in a right way. I don't care who you are, you need a pastor. And the bishop needs a pastor. A bishop needs somebody to go to when he's feeling so far down, he feels like he has to reach up and touch the bottom. He needs a pastor to, hallelujah, to give him words of encouragement. Hallelujah, a pastor needs, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, and Jesus, hallelujah, put the pastors, set the pastors over the church to look out for the church. And it says, hallelujah, verse 3, it says he restored my soul. In other words, however you were, he put your soul back. hallelujah, into a place. Hallelujah, when you're feeling down, he lifts you up. You know, on December the 6th, 1976, my father passed, my natural father passed. We weren't expecting it right then. We knew he was going eventually, but we weren't expecting it right then. And then when you lose somebody like that, first thing you got to do is get over the shock of them just leaving unexpectedly. Hallelujah. But when you got a shepherd, they can give you a word, a word of comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. In other words, it's for the name's sake of Jesus. He leadeth us in the right way. Hallelujah. He leadeth in the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. He, in other words, he didn't say, do what I say do. He said, do like you see me doing. I'm going to follow Jesus. And when I'm following Jesus, while I'm following Jesus, I want you to follow me. And he, and the pastor will walk in a way, hallelujah, that's pleasing to God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us don't even think of these, this passage to say all that it says. And hallelujah, it said, though, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, hallelujah. When you're walking through the back, you don't know what death is. You can be sitting in your house. You're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Because just this morning I heard on the news that some man was sitting in his house minding his own business. And somebody came by and just shot. They weren't shooting at him, but they shot through his house and killed him. Hallelujah. So we don't have to fear evil because we know Jesus is ever present. And when Jesus is present, we know to be absent from the body. This is what Paul said. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, hallelujah. Mm. Even though I'm always, constantly walking through the valley of the shadow of death, when you get in your car, you don't know that you're going to get back home. Hallelujah. When you sit in your house, you don't know to go to bed at night. You don't know that you're going to get up in the morning. Hallelujah. So when we wake up, the first thing we should say is, Lord, good morning. Lord, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Even though the clock may go off, hallelujah, it's not the clock that woke you up. Because, hallelujah, if you were laying there dead, you don't care how many clocks you got going on, you won't wake up. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And why won't you fear any evil? Because you know God is with you. He promised you that he would be with you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the, hallelujah. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That rod and that staff that comfort me. Okay, let's talk about this rod and let's talk about this staff. This rod is to beat back anything that come upon you that want to hurt you. The lions, the bears, and all of the other animals that would want to come and destroy the flock. Hmm. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear that because the Lord is with you always. And the staff with this crook in the end. Hallelujah. When the sheep is going astray, the shepherd takes this staff and he pulls that sheep back in line. Hallelujah. He pulls that sheep back in line and keeps him safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Hallelujah. But you can take comfort in knowing that the Lord is with you and you know that he got a rod, that he's going to beat back the devil when the devil try to harm you. and he got a staff to pull you back in line when you step out of line. Hallelujah. And that should give you comfort. Hallelujah. And verse 5 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Listen, I saw this lady getting ready to sit down at the table that works witchcraft. And she said to me, well, the Lord said, he's with me. And he said he would prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And the Lord did say that. But he didn't say you could sit down, hallelujah, in the presence of your enemies and eat what your enemy have prepared for you. You can't do that. You know, hallelujah, that the devil has something planned for you. You go the other way. You can't sit down at the table where the enemy has prepared for you. Hallelujah. You can't do that. You just know what the Lord has prepared for you. You eat from the table that the Lord has prepared for you. And the enemy, all they can do is stand back and look. For what God got for you, all the devils in hell can't do a thing about it. Hallelujah. Thou anointest my head with oil. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Have you ever just felt full? Hallelujah. You just feel like crying. You just so full you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. But you just trust God in all things. Hallelujah. Trust him. Hallelujah. And believe what he says. Hallelujah. And then you can say in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy. See, God gave you some companions to walk with you. Hallelujah. You got goodness, hallelujah, on one side. You got mercy on the other side. And they will follow you every time you make a step. You know what? They making a step too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. You got to make up your mind that you're going to follow the Lord wherever the Lord leads you. Hallelujah. You don't always know where you're going. Hallelujah. Just like Abram, God told him, hallelujah, I want you to leave your father's house, and I want you to go in this direction. Hallelujah. Abram then said, well, Lord, where in the world am I going? I don't know where that is, so I'm not going. Hallelujah. But you got a shepherd that will lead you, hallelujah, where you need to go. Hallelujah, the Lord will talk to you on the way to where you're going. Hallelujah, when you get to where you're going, hallelujah, you will know that you are there. But he will lead you every step of the way. Hallelujah, he said, I will dwell. In other words, I will stay. The word dwell, I will stay in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to stay there. You have to get on your knees. You have to pray. Hallelujah. You have to seek the Lord's face. Hallelujah. A lot of time we be busy seeking his hand. Hallelujah. To see what he got to give us. But we don't seek his face. We need to seek his face. Hallelujah. We do a lot of things. We sing songs that doesn't make any sense. Just keep doing stuff that the word didn't say do, and we doing what we heard somebody else say something, hallelujah, because it sounded good, hallelujah, we go off on it in that tangent, trying to take care of those things, hallelujah, but surely goodness and mercy just follow me all the days of my life, and I will, hallelujah, you have to make up your mind. Hallelujah. And understand that Jesus prayed for you and he prayed for me even all those thousands of years before we even were born. Hallelujah. He prayed for us. He was our shepherd. He was our good shepherd. Hallelujah. And he led the 12 back then. And he led, hallelujah, Moses to lead the children out of bondage. Hallelujah, down in Egypt. And Moses, hallelujah, was a shepherd to those people. Even though he was a wanted man, hallelujah, God sent him back to Israel to tell the Pharaoh go. Hallelujah. And a lot of time Moses didn't know where he was going. Hallelujah. He knew that the Lord told him that he was going to lead the people back to the mountain, and they were going to get there, and they were going to worship God. And they were going to pray. But Moses sometime would get pushed up against the place, and he didn't know what to do, but he knew to look up. Hallelujah. He knew how to praise God. He knew how to talk to God and ask God for directions. And God would give him directions. He didn't give the directions to everybody. Hallelujah. He gave them to Moses because Moses was the shepherd. Hallelujah for all of those people. And they went on down, hallelujah, and crossed the Red Sea. And they crossed the Red Sea on dry land. Hallelujah. But the people kept murmuring and they kept complaining. We should have stayed back. Hallelujah. Down there where we knew we had food. We should have stayed there. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm not Moses. Hallelujah. Because I believe and don't look at me with wrinkles in your eyebrow, because you know you would have done it too. You would have said, well, if you think you should have stayed down there, then you go right on back down there. But I would do, hallelujah, just like the man that took over from Moses. He said, from me and my house. All he could speak for was him and his house. Because, see, you got to understand, hallelujah, you are supposed to be in control of your house, me and my house. We will serve the Lord. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for his word today. Hallelujah, because I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah, and I say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. A lot of times when you get up on Sunday morning and you say, hallelujah, I don't feel like going to church today. Hallelujah, it's staying at home. Hallelujah, are you going to feel any better to just stay at home? Hallelujah, I found that a lot of times I get up in the morning, I might not feel like going in a place. Hallelujah, but when I get to church, hallelujah, get among the saints, hallelujah, I feel better. Hallelujah, the word says, the song says, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Hallelujah, when I walk out the door of my house on Sunday morning, I feel better. So much better when I laid my burden down on the inside of that door and I walked out the door, locked the door, hallelujah, and I went on to church. And then when I got to church and I was able to look at the faces of, hallelujah, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe, hallelujah, that I was going to feel better, and I did feel better. Hallelujah, I knew that I had a shepherd that was going to give me a word from the Lord. Hallelujah, and that's what we have to do. We have to look up and take hold of God's hand and, hallelujah, know that he's going to lead us to the promised land. That's what a shepherd do. Hallelujah. Now I feel empty without my shepherd. I wasn't expecting him to pass. I knew he wasn't fully well, but I didn't know that he was going to pass right then. I didn't want to worry him to death with a bunch of phone calls and asking a bunch of questions. Well, Pastor, what's wrong? Hallelujah. I was waiting for him to get better so I could give him a call. But instead of him getting better, hallelujah, on this side, he got better on the other side. And I thank God that I know where he is. Hallelujah. We say, I lost this person and I lost that person. But you see, I didn't lose my pastor because I know where he is. Hallelujah. I know where he is. Just like I know where my Redeemer is. I didn't lose my shepherd. I know where my shepherd is. Hallelujah. I got spiritual sight on my shepherd and I know where he is. So today, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, ask the Lord, hallelujah, to give you a shepherd that you can follow that's going somewhere. Because, see, a lot of, we have people that we call shepherd, and they're not going any place. But we need a shepherd that we can follow. And we know what kind of life that shepherd is living. And we need to walk closely and stay in close contact and open our ears to the word that the shepherd give out. Hallelujah. Because my shepherd gave me some words. I didn't like the word he gave me, but it was a place that I wanted to leave. And he said, daughter, he said, until God releases you, you got to stay there. See, that's what a shepherd will do. A shepherd will tell you where you need to be. Not necessarily what you want to hear, but if it's a shepherd, and you know that shepherd is living holy, and I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm talking about just living right, just living like Jesus would live, just living like Jesus would want us to live. Then you follow that shepherd. You might not see, just like Abram. He couldn't see where he was going. But the shepherd said, you stay there. So I promised him I would stay there until the Lord released me to go someplace else. And I thank God for Jesus, and I thank him for his word. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, I just said thank you. Lord, I thank you for Dr. Billy H. Newton, God. I thank you that you gave him to me. Hallelujah for a pastor. Lord, I also, hallelujah for the other pastors that I had. Alan Pearsall, Lord, I thank you for him, God. Lord, they taught me stuff that I needed to know. Hallelujah, they gave me a word. Sometime I didn't want to hear. But, Lord, they gave me what you gave them for me. And I said, thank you, Lord. And, Lord, even as we close this service today, oh, God, just fill our hearts with peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill our hearts with peace. And fill our hearts with love and forgiveness. Oh, God, I said thank you. Lord, remember Reverend Thurl and Kearney today, God. Oh, God, all the things that he goes through, Lord. Hallelujah. The things that he have gone through, Lord. Oh, God, give him what he needs in his life. The most important thing, Lord, you give it to him, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you. We praise you. And, Lord, we do honor you with everything that's in us. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And we will see y'all next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. It's the Lord Say So. Hallelujah. Now, you go catch the wave. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to join Elder Kerry Harris every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on The Wave, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back with more great gospel music, that foot-stomping, toe-tapping, thigh-slapping music that you love. It's the NFI. Catch the wave.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
It's gorgeous music. And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave on the NFI.
could have been me. Trying to get across the street. It could have been me. Living in the streets, y'all. It could have been me. With no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me.
Good God. open up the next letter. That letter was from my doctor. I took some tests the other day, and I was nervous. But when I opened up my letter, all my tests were so good. Ain't that good news? Ain't God a good God? Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. If they got approved for the scholarship or not, I got good news that the same God that sent my letter is gonna be the same God that's gonna send your letter. You want to tell God thank you right now that it's already done. Hey, guess what? I got good news. Your letter says that all things work together for the good of him that loves the Lord.
Time to You got to believe it, and then receive it. joy is on its way.
Calling on your name, Jesus, 'cause you are my everything. Oh, Jesus.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
Surrender my life.
Surrender my life. Surrender my life to you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, a saved wretch of sin, just like me, yeah, yes it did. The people told my mama I won't never change, but you came and you changed my name, Jesus. You saved my soul, set me free. You are my everything. My life to you, Jesus.
'Cause you are my
You're the captain of my ship, and I praise your name.
Lord, I give you praise because you set me free. Ever since you came into my life, you saved my soul, you changed my life.
Under my feet.
Got the devil under my feet.